Hello, my name is Shannon Young, creator of Podzilla 1985, and you may or may not have been expecting me to be on the show, and let me explain why. Last week, in preparation for our show on Brock Turner, the rapist from Stanford, I made a comment or a question about something I wanted to say for the show to my colleagues Asa and Allie, which was met with a kind of response I didn't expect, and I, through miscommunication, I thought that I had deeply offended a good friend of mine, again, for like the eighth time on the show. And that was enough for me to be done with it. I announced my retirement that week and meant it. It was not a joke. If you listened to last Tuesday's show, you would find out that it was miscommunication, that Asa and I were not at odds with each other, and it was all AT&T's fault, to be fair. At that point, I decided, well, I'm going to do this anyway. We're going to make this a joke, and it's going to be a bit. And then for the next couple days, we were trying to figure out a good punchline for it. Well, if you've been keeping up with the news, and if you haven't heard about this, you know, go to CNN, stop listening to this show and get involved with the real world. You will know that there was a tragedy over the weekend in Orlando, which we're not going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about that next week. But after hearing that and after thinking about it, I didn't want to do the bit anymore. It's not funny. There's no punchline that's going to be worth it. I want to get up here and I want to talk. And I want to talk to you guys again. I didn't really know what I was going to say on this. So I'm working it all through my head. But the point of this whole thing is that we're going to talk about E3. That's what we said we were going to talk about. We planned it last week. And even though it seems trivial to talk about that now, in the wake of 50 people losing their lives senselessly, we're still going to do it because that's how we cope with things. If you want to hear someone talk about it now, I suggest you go listen to John Oliver. You listen to Seth Meyers. You listen to Stephen Colbert, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, pretty much anybody that has talked about it, because they're going to tell you the same thing you've heard for the 50th time and that we're still not doing anything about. But that's another show for another time. As of right now, we're going to talk about E3, and that's what's coming up. So we all want to thank you guys for listening and sticking with us through all of these terrible events we've had to cover. And for tonight and this week, we're going to try to talk about something happier. So without further ado, we present to you our E3 coverage. From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where we just heard sirens again every night, it's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, our special E3 coverage brought to you by Nerd Up.
Yo,
which,
yo.
Which we have Jesse Kimball down there. Allie Abear is not on the show tonight. She is right next to me, and she looks comfortable in the big comfy chair. So that's good. We are going to talk about E3 tonight. We have a lot to talk about because it's been a pretty exciting E3 so far. We did this show last year. We did one show and we tried to cover like the entire thing in one show. Didn't work.
No. It did not.
Didn't work at all.
Well, I mean, it worked, but it was 2 hours.
It was a long show and we had Stephen Bright on it.
We did.
I like Stephen. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that stuff here tonight. We're going to be talking about it all week here on Podzilla 1985. I am your host, Shannon Young, Mr. 100. Next to me, Asa Gray, the Five Star Man.
Yes.
And of course, Jesse Kimball from Nerd Up at the end.
You
say hi again. No, you say hi twice.
Oh, I say hi twice. Okay, yeah. Hi twice.
Yes. And then next to Jesse is Michael Branham from Hey, I Play Games and Do Stuff.
Hey. Oh.
Where's Michael?
He's not here for E3 Con.
Oh. He must have heard there was a Ninja Turtle here. Because apparently it avoids them like the plague. Thanks, Michael. We were going to start our E3. Why can't I say E3 without messing up? I don't know. We're going to start our Electronic Expo coverage a couple days ago with Nerd Up. What Jesse did not know, and Ace is laughing probably at something I said.
That's an E2.
What's the third E?
It's Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yes. Yeah. I knew I was going to mix them up, so I was just
skip one.
E2 is fine. We're going to do this on Nerd Up starting on Monday. But Jesse, there was a little bit of confusion in when E3 actually started.
Well, see, it's funny. Because E3 was supposed to start today. Turns out it finished today.
Over?
Well, I mean, it's still technically going, stuff we care about is done.
What the hell are we going to talk about for the rest of the week?
I thought tomorrow it was still going.
It is.
I think it is going. Well, Treehouse is going tomorrow still, I think.
Nintendo.
I really doubt it.
I hope so. They only talked about two things today.
But that's going in. That's all they said they were going to talk about.
Right.
That's rough.
You have to do a direct. Like, so, they're going to do a direct.
Because I don't know who else is going to go. Like, the only publishers that usually go are EA, Ubisoft, and Bethesda.
Well, Sega's probably got something cooking up, right?
I would think maybe like Rockstar Take Two or...
Has Rockstar ever appeared at these things?
Hold on. I got the internet in front of me.
Because I thought they had done, like, they had a big one for GTA 5.
I don't remember the GTA one at
E3. I could be wrong, but...
Because, yeah, though, no, even still... a lot of the big stuff is already done.
Yeah, the big stuff is done. Yeah.
Like today, all we had, like, big stuff was done before today, the day that it was supposed to start. E3 was supposed to take place from the 14th through the 16th. And we got Nintendo today. We had,
Sony and Microsoft yesterday.
And Ubisoft. And then the day before that, we had EA and Bethesda.
By the way, that Ubisoft, I'm dedicating an entire segment of the show to it because, did you guys watch the Ubisoft conference?
Yes.
No.
Holy smokes.
They did a really good job at making it look great.
They did. They made it like...
But they do that every year.
They do.
Felt really important. And Aisha Tyler did an amazing job.
I love Aisha Tyler.
Oh, I do too. But we'll say... Do you not like Aisha
Tyler?
No,
I like Aisha Tyler, but as always is a bit of a stretch.
I think, she seems like she's having a good time. Compare her performance to Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, God.
And well, I'll say.
She just doesn't actively insult the audience.
And she's sober for the most
part.
That's true. I don't know if Jamie Kennedy was drunk or
no,
if he was
on. No, he's just a dick.
He's a huge dick. I was almost recommended his
Watch the first
documentary
half of Hecklers.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch the first half of that because it's like, oh, this is actually kind of entertaining and informational. And then it just evolves into him actively like berating people who hated Son of the Mask, which was an empirically awful movie.
I think everybody would agree with you on that.
Except for Jamie Kennedy.
Well, I mean, he probably
would just say that I'm a nerd who lives in my mom's basement and then hold up the Star Trek hand signal and not answer any actual questions.
Yeah, that documentary started to get real awkward where I didn't want to watch it anymore because he made me feel bad about, you know.
He was terrible.
He was terrible.
He's awful.
He's an awful actor. Can you think of a movie he's been in you've liked? Other than Scream, don't say Scream because that doesn't count.
So he was in Eddie 3 though. So
he probably was, but he probably bought a ticket.
I know he did not.
I don't think he was invited.
He did not buy a ticket to E3. Be surrounded by those nerds,
those virgins. Yeah, those ugly virgins like Aisha Tyler.
Oh no!
So we didn't do the nerd up. E3 coverage because Jesse was unaware of that. Because we were going to do a show last night. Myself and Ethan and Steven, we were going to come in and do a show after close, but we decided not to because we didn't want to post two shows in the same day. But at the same time, there was a lot of stuff to cover last night, which we're going to cover today.
We did cover a little bit of E3. Basically, whenever we recorded Nerd Up on Sunday evenings is when we do. Sorry, trade secret, guys. Jigs up.
They expect it.
We've talked about
the fans
that.
Expect
it so many times. Either way, whenever we did that, the only thing that had aired at that point was the EA
stuff. Because Bethesda was going on as we were recording.
Yes, Bethesda was happening right then, and I was trying to find updates as it was going, but I don't think that they had gotten anything out. Like, as we finished recording is when Bethesda started. So
let's start there.
Yeah, we can start with Bethesda.
We'll start with Bethesda.
That's entirely fine.
Because we're kind of skipping over EA, because we did talk about Battlefield 1. And
if you want to talk about EA, if you want to hear about EA, Titanfall, that stuff, go back to Nerd Up. Although I will say, just real quick, I don't care. I don't know what you guys said, because I haven't listened to Nerd Up yet, but I think Battlefield 1 looks really good.
We disagreed.
And I don't understand why. Like, I'm not even trying to be a troll. Like, why do you guys not like it?
To me, it's, one, and this is going to be a running theme of throughout EA, or EA, E3, of cinematic trailers don't really do much for me.
Well, they did put out a gameplay trailer,
though. They did, allegedly.
You don't think that's legit?
Because we talked about how they run them on high-end PCs.
Oh, yeah.
So look at Uncharted. Look at anything Ubisoft has ever put out.
Doom.
Doom
trailer.
Yeah. These trailers that they show, like, it might have been the Uncharted one we thought it was, but where the game crashed and it went to the Windows screen, which PlayStation does not have that.
No, it does not.
So it's, the gameplay trailer, like, it had the alleged gameplay trailers, I'll believe it when I see it in front of me. And at the same time, like, we both agreed that, all right, this is going to be a great game with 9 pistols and 2 rifles. and some artillery. I'm excited about the dogfighting. Looks like that would be fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, but that's definitely not going to be a $60.
The dogfighting always is in Battlefield. Unfortunately, it is a very small segment, and you are literally racing to those planes.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's trying to get them at the
same time. Everyone's
trying to. I guess I'm the only one that's excited about it being so simple. Because
Tanner's super excited for it.
I am too, because I love.
And so is Steven.
Is he?
Well, yeah, Steven's excited about really every game. It doesn't matter what the game
is. He can't wait to yell at it.
Yeah, he can't wait to get angry for the smallest reasons. But I love that Battlefield 1 is going back to such an old style, because even though I love Black Ops 3 and I liked Destiny, I'm so tired of, I'm one of those guys, I'm tired of the futuristic stuff. So I'm happy that it's just, Jesse, what's my favorite mode in Call of Duty?
Hardcore.
Pure mode.
Yeah, pure.
From Black Ops.
Yeah.
No kill streaks. No, fancy scopes. It's just iron sights and that's it. Cause it's simple and it seems more fair. Yes, this game is designed to me.
Which is fine. Like, we're not saying that.
That's why
wrong,
I'm excited about it. No. That's just, Steven's all excited about Destiny and I know he is. And that's fine because Destiny was fun, but I really just wanted something simple. Like, give me a rifle and let me go and shoot at people. And that's what this looks like.
Mine's
so I am excited.
Mine's probably because I'm so bad at aiming. That
you need the technology.
I need the technology to help me, because otherwise, like, I have to rely on skill. Ew, no.
Dude, in this in this generation of games, you don't need skill.
Real quick, fellas, confirmed. There is just Treehouse tomorrow. It's finishing up. That's
so
all.
What are they going to talk about? I don't know. Maybe for another 6 hours.
Well, maybe they're holding a real humdinger.
I know for sure.
And apparently,
they announced the only thing they were bringing to the show was Zelda and Pokemon.
Thankfully. We'll have enough to cover Thursday. As I was going to say, we should do a show on Wednesday. Well, we do wrestling on Wednesday.
Yes.
On Wednesday, we have a little bit of wrestling news to give you about video games. Hunter just gave us some info about the first named characters in 2K17. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And, we have like a top 10 list or something like that about our favorite wrestling games. And then Thursday, we'll talk a lot about Pokemon. So we have enough to cover. And then Saturday, Cody will talk about, maybe he'll talk about the FIFA and the Madden announcements, which Jesse said are garbage and he doesn't care about. And apparently it's stupid. No one cares. I saw that in the message today and I thought,
I like how you haven't actually listened to it yet. And you're just like, not even Cody said that's what I said.
Cody, I wish I could look back. Cody said, I just got to the part in Nerd Up where Jesse said that sports are stupid or something like that.
No. Basically what I said, and by basically, I mean verbatim, whenever I said they were going to talk about sports games. And who cares?
Aww.
That was what I said.
Cody's one show that he does about sports. He suddenly
It's not going to be an entire show dedicated to games.
Like, how could you dedicate an entire show to like the FIFA 17 announcement?
Here's the Madden roster.
Yeah, because even Cody admitted that EA has never shown off anything at an E3 conference that was that game changing to their sports titles.
And like you said, what could they show? It's generally the same game with tweaks.
Yeah. Right. Like, if they ever added a new game mode, like a more interesting game mode, then maybe. But yeah, like Cody mentioned at one point, like the biggest thing they've done is brought back a feature that they, for whatever reason, got rid of like 7 years ago.
What's that?
I don't remember what the feature was, but yeah.
Like, hey, this game had a really cool mode. Next year, it's gone. Like every WWE release.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Here we put in, like create a finisher, but we took out the women wrestlers.
Yeah.
God, why?
That was too much extra programming.
Shut up, TNA Impact.
But either way, no, like, and Cody, I didn't mean to insult you on that one, buddy. Like, yeah, I know you and I talked a little bit about it today in the chat, but
Cody's just happy. This is the most we've talked about him on the show.
That's not insulting.
That's not insulting in a while. Don't worry about him. He'll have Dalton on the show this weekend. Making his big return.
Oh, Cody will definitely get plenty of insults in on Dalton. I feel like that's his favorite thing to do in the chat.
Boy, I hope so.
I mean, most people, that is.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Apparently, no manches means, no stain.
No, I thought it meant no sleeves in French. That's what I found via Google Translate.
In Spanish, it's no stain.
I couldn't, Spanish translator didn't have anything on Google.
So even the Spanish translators don't care about him. But back to E3.
Back to E3.
I think Battlefield 1 looks really good. I'm excited about it. I really want to play it. But again, go back to Nerd Up if you want to hear Asa, Jesse, and who else did you have? Mandy, for sure.
You had Mandy and Stephanie.
It was pretty much me and Jesse for that segment.
Yeah, once we got to the E3 stuff, it was pretty much the Jesse and Asa show.
I like that show. Let's do that show right now.
No. You're stuck.
No matches.
You've also got the Shannon.
It's
Ace of Jesse Shannon.
That's a good combo. That's a good team. Bethesda.
Yep.
The big announcements that I can think of off the top of my head.
Nothing new.
Well, one, I want to mention this. They announced I play Elder Scrolls Online.
Right.
And one of the big, and this is huge. If it might not seem huge to people that don't play it, but if you play Elder Scrolls Online, it is one of the biggest change they've made ever to the game. They are eliminating levels. So if you're level 3, you can now go to anywhere in the world. Well, not now, when they implement it. You can go anywhere in the world and do any content. It will scale to your level. So it's like every other Elder Scrolls game now.
Which, the only other MMO that's ever done that was, and they didn't even completely do that, Guild Wars 2.
Guild Wars 2, which was a great feature. Because that meant no matter how far we got, we could always help each other.
Right,
which
well,
was great.
Except, like...
In theory.
Because it only worked one way. So if you got really ahead of me, you could come back and help me.
But you couldn't come help me.
Correct. Yeah. And whenever you came to help me, it wasn't like World of Warcraft, where you would just come in, obliterate everything for me, and we move forward. You would come back, and it would scale you down, and...
And I'm pretty sure that's kind of what they're doing with this, because they said that, depending on where you go, it'll scale you up or down to match the content of that area. And to me, I mean, that sounds like a roundabout way, but I really love that, because one thing I didn't like about Elder Scrolls Online was that it felt so much like Warcraft of, all right, here's your zone, this is your level, go to the next zone, now here's your level. Now it's like, you want to go somewhere, just go. Doesn't matter.
Because, well, in Elder Scrolls, don't you still have levels?
You do. You do, and it's like Warcraft now, where if I'm level 5 and I go to a level 25 zone, I'm dead.
Right.
The moment something touches me, I'm gone.
Well, I mean, like in traditional Elder Scrolls games, don't you still have a level in like Skyrim and Oblivion?
You do, but I don't remember if it actually, because you can upgrade your health and stuff as you go, but again, it's scaled.
Yeah,
you get
skill points every time you level up,
but I think it did have, and I could be wrong, because I remember I got to a point in Skyrim where everything I tried to do, I just couldn't. Like, I was just getting torn apart.
Like, you didn't have the skills for it, or the, maybe the hell, like...
I mean, maybe, well, okay, so I remember I had, like, 3 quests that I tried to do in a row. One of them was, go find this thing, because there was, like, this coven of witches, like, in the woods. I'd get there, and they just destroyed me. So I was like, okay, I'm probably underleveled. I'll go do this thing where it's, like, there's a bandit camp in a dungeon. So I go to the bandit camp. The bandits just tear me up.
See, I never had that problem.
Well, see, I think it's one of those things.
It might just be that I didn't put my skill points where I needed to be because I'm a terrible RPG player.
It was probably a lot in your equipment because I know that there's an emphasis on, like, even though you don't really level up necessarily, you do find super, like, way better equipment. You increase your strength as you play the game.
Bonus stats and stuff like that.
And you get bonus stats and everything. So it's one of those things, like, if you managed to hit those guys, your damage probably didn't change, but if they were able to hit you... I mean,
knocked your socks off.
Right, because they were.
And I don't know how much they've said about ESO. I haven't looked into it as much as I should have. But the way it stands now is you have no chance. Like, if you're level 5 and you decide, like, I started in Daggerfall, and let's say I wanted to go to Skyrim, because that's where I wanted to end up. That's why I picked Daggerfall, because it's closer to Skyrim on the map, I think. But if I were to go there, there'd be no point. Like, even if I managed to get there, what the hell am I going to do? They're like level 40, I'm level 3.
Yeah.
It would be pointless. But now, you may be at a disadvantage because they're stronger technically, but you can at least go there and take quests. You can do stuff. So I'm very excited about that. I think that's a great reason for anyone that wants to play ESO to give it a try. Wait for this to go in because right now it's basically World of Warcraft Lite.
Are they doing anything about like the having to stand in line at encounters?
Oh, they got fixed a while back.
Yeah, they took care of that.
I haven't played or paid attention to it since launch, so I'm way out of the loop.
So many changes they've made to it, but this one is the biggest one. Like, this is a game changer, literally. It changes the game. That's the definition of game changer.
Nailed it. We're going home.
So yeah, that was a big thing with Bethesda. The other things they talked about, Dishonored 2, which leaked a while back. They talked about Doom updates, which, whatever. One of the big things.
Hold on. Doom updates, whatever. I like, whatever.
That's fine. That's not whatever. E3 is not your platform to say we're updating our game.
Which isn't it like they kind of are fixing some multiplayer bugs?
I certainly hope so.
They're fixing
quite
a lot
few
of stuff. Because the game's a little busted at the moment.
Yeah, very much.
Either way.
Well, they announced, Skyrim.
Elder Scrolls Legends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the card game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Skyrim Special Edition, where, if you have the game on PC, if you have the Legendary Edition or if you have the game and all the content, you get an upgrade to the remastered edition for free.
And what's the point? Because if you have the PC version, you already have the superior version. Yeah.
And that's actually a lot of people are concerned that if they update the game automatically to the, you know, remastered version, that it's going to kill their mods.
Be incompatible suddenly.
Yeah. Which is a fair concern, I would say.
But, I mean, honestly, for those of you out there listening that are unaware, you can actually disable auto-update on games, and you can just, you know, make that never happen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they'll probably give you a free copy anyway before too long, like with Fallout. Did you guys talk about that on Nerd Up?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. Fallout 4 and Fallout Shelter updates.
They announced, what, three more DLC packs for Fallout?
Yes.
And so far, the DLCs for Fallout have been looking really, really good, but I did not see what the three new ones are.
I didn't look either. Honestly, like, I've talked about it before. I understand that Bethesda's open-world games, like Elder Scrolls and Fallout, are incredible games. I've never been able to get into one.
I think every one of us here has one game that we're going to talk about today that we don't care about. Like, you're not a big fan of the Bethesda stuff. Ace is not a big fan of Zelda, which we'll get into later. I don't care about God of War. So we all at this table.
I will say one thing in Bethesda that I am kind of excited about that looked kind of neat was Quake Champions. Because I like Quake.
I like Quake. It's
been
a while.
Especially like, I don't necessarily like the traditional Quake games, but like Enemy Territory Quake Wars.
Stop it. You know why I'm cringing.
I do.
Stop it.
I said it correctly.
You did.
Despite knowing exactly what you were thinking.
You did not say Enemy Territory Cake Wars.
Just real quick, the four DLCs that are going to Fallout are the Contraptions Workshop, the Vault Tech Workshop, and Nuka World theme park.
I think the Vault Tech one is the one where you can actually like experiment on your settler, your dwellers and stuff. And that actually sounds kind of cool. Like you get to play scientists and experiment on the people in your settlement.
But isn't the whole point of the game about how the people who did that are monsters?
Yeah, but until this point, you've never been given the option to be a super dick. You can kind of be a dick, but now you can be ultra dick.
All right, I Fallout is a game that it's the same thing with like Mass Effect and like if I put my reticle, like if I manage to get that headshot, like I figured out how to aim a gun on a game, and it says, "Oh, your accuracy is just too low, so you missed it." No. You stop it.
I put about 9 billion hours into Fallout 3 and New Vegas. I've not played Fallout 4 nearly as much as I thought I would.
I know you got real frustrated with it because you kept dying. Like there, it was a lot.
Well, Jesus Christ, how many landmines have to be on the ground before I just quit the game?
Well, don't worry. Dogmeat will step over the one that you didn't see as you're opening a chest.
Walk through the lasers to blow you up. But I thought Bethesda had a decent showing, but the stuff they showed was so uneventful. Like, right. Good stuff, but uneventful.
Like, well, then the big problem with Quake Champions is it's a style of game following, because it's a battle arena style game, like a first person battle arena, very similar to Battleborn and Overwatch.
Oh, good.
And whatever that one from, what's his name?
Cliffy B.
Cliffy B, the one that nobody cared, Paragon, I think is what it was called.
Oh, the one that Steven plays.
I don't know.
The guys that make Gears, basically.
Yeah, the guys that make
Paragon.
Gears.
Paragon, yeah.
It is Paragon? Okay, yeah. Like, you have Paragon, Battleborn, and Overwatch.
It's becoming very saturated, oversaturated.
And then now they're doing Quake Champions, which is an extremely similar game from the looks of it. It's tons of playable characters, each with their unique skills in a battle arena style game, which...
That's cool.
It is cool.
That's a cool concept.
It's just, it's unfortunate that it's following Battle... Like, it would be a lot more exciting if we didn't just get Battleborn and Overwatch.
Or if those games were bad.
Right.
That
but
too.
They're not.
Right.
And it, they should take a lesson from the MOBA scene on PC. Remember when MOBAs became huge? Because you had Defense of the Ancients, which took off. Then League of Legends, which took off.
Skyrocketed. Just blew up.
And then how many... Just don't have to name them all, but can you remember how many... MOBAs came out after that.
So many.
Everyone trying to take a piece of the pie. All of them vaguely successful, some unsuccessful. DC had one.
Yes.
Which I always wanted to play, but it's already out of business.
Yeah. No, like I played it. I got invited to the closed beta. I played that one with Garrett Gunning. We had a pretty good time with it, but it was just really unbalanced and we never went back to it after beta.
Because you got League of Legends, which is and then Heroes of the Storm.
You and I actually
out.
Did play that once. I remember, or maybe I am just thinking of Garrett because I thought I went back to play it again. And it was just the big problem with that DC MOBA game. There were four different kinds of Batman. There wasn't a huge variety. There were like three different types of Wonder Woman. They boasted like we've got 50 playable characters, but they didn't explore even like half the main roster of DC characters.
Like WWE.
Yeah, you didn't want Gaslight Batman? I thought he looked kind
of that
cool.
was one of them.
I know. I remember that one specifically.
Yeah.
Talking about League of Legends.
One version of Aquaman.
No, I don't think. Oh no, Aquaman was in the game. You're right.
That's all he deserves. It's not true.
He lives in salt water.
I don't know. I know it wasn't an E3 announcement, but is there has there any been any sort of confirmation that League of Legends is doing a fighting game?
I have not heard
God,
that
I
at
hope
all.
Not.
I don't remember about it. I remember reading something they were mentioning like there was it was like a rumored thing, but
I mean, I would believe it, but at the same time, like, I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, League of Legends is making just the amount of money that game is worth at this point is mm-hmm. insane.
They did announce Tekken 7. We'll talk about that. They did. Upcoming.
But yeah, and then there was Prey going back to or finishing
good
up with
Bethesda. God. We actually, if you come to 709 Broadway here in Cape Girardeau, we have relics of the past. You can see abandoned, what would you call it? Flyers, ads.
Pamphlets or whatever you put in the game cases.
Inserts.
For Prey, the sequel.
For Prey 2.
Prey 2. That was supposed to come out years ago that got canceled, never came out. We have those here. Now they're coming out with, is it a reboot? Is it a sequel? It's just called Prey.
It's just called Prey 2017.
Like, yeah, it 2017. Looks like they finally picked up Prey again and they were like, well, it's been too long to call it Prey 2. Let's just call it Prey.
People won't remember and they won't.
No.
Because Prey, I haven't seen a copy of Prey in how long?
We have a copy here.
Do
say,
we really?
Went over
I'm pretty
to the
sure.
360
I might have to check
version.
That out because that actually wasn't a bad game.
It was an okay game.
It's one of those games that you expected. Almost cursed. Freaking Homefront got a sequel.
Oh, that's
so there's
that's
no reason that Prey shouldn't have
true.
Gotten a sequel.
I also feel like it's one of those things where it's like the first one was good enough that it's like okay, they're going to get their act together for the sequel
and
the sequel's going to be really good, and then it got canceled.
Yeah.
Either way, but yeah, that catches us up to yesterday.
Oh, nothing.
I was going to say, I know you wanted to talk about the systems.
I
want to
talk about this. I've got a little checklist here of how I want to order this. And the only reason I did this is because I know we're all so excited about what we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. It could very easily go from like one place to the other really quick. So I'm going to try to rope it in and keep some semblance of decor.
You're going to host the show.
It'll be the first time. they did announce new systems at E3. We'll get the quick one out of the way because there's not much known about it. Nintendo NX has a release window. I said date earlier. Jesse corrected me. A release window of March 2017.
But, I mean, it's had that for a while, and then they got rid of the March and just said 2017. So, I guess, is the March back? Because I
it's
meant
back.
To ask you about
they,
that.
They specifically said that March 2017.
Because I did, yeah, because I was about 20 minutes late to Nintendo's E3 showing this morning.
As was I. When I turned it on, it was Pokemon, and then I turned it off for a little bit. When I came back, it was Zelda. But they did announce that the NX will come out in March 2017 at Microsoft's press conference yesterday. And probably, I think, was the most important news, depending on how you look at it. They announced a couple new systems with Microsoft. These guys, now they got their act together.
They did the exact same thing in, I think, E3 2013 or 14. I think it was 2013 because Pat was still working at GameStop.
You sure it was 13?
It was 2013 because Pat was still there.
Because 13.
Because that's when they announced that Slim system.
Because I've been at Gaming Grounds for 3 years.
Right.
That's 2016.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think you might be thinking 12.
It might be.
Because I think it was either 13 or 14. I'm almost positive it was 13.
What happened in those years?
Either way, at some point, like, Microsoft announced. Actually, it wasn't that system. No, it was 2013 that I'm thinking of, or it was 2000. Either way, they announced.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They announced the third generation of the Xbox 360.
That basically like the Xbox One.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it was
they
the same
the
show
Xbox
they announced
One.
The Xbox One. So that was 2013 because I was with Devin and Ethan actually was there. We were watching before I knew Ethan. This was my first year at Gaming Grounds. We watched the conference at the store and we saw the announcement for it and I thought it was pretty cool. This year they've done the same thing. They've announced the Xbox One Slim. And that's going to come in 500 gig, 1 terabyte, and 2 terabyte versions. Mm-hmm. And just real quick on that, you confirmed it is 4K.
Yes, it is 4K and ultra Blu-ray.
Now, if you guys are wondering, well, what does the 1S do differently? Nothing. It's 4K, but that's, and Blu-ray, but that's pretty much it. It still plays the exact same games.
Yes.
So it's not anything really different. It's just a slim version.
It's almost half the size of the current one.
40% smaller.
Yes.
If I read.
40% smaller.
And if it will support 4K games, if anyone decides to make those.
Right.
But in the meantime, all it really supports is 4K movies.
And
if you've got a 4K TV.
If you're spending $30 to watch, like, the crap that they put out on those 4K movies, you will love buying this. You'll buy every version of it because you clearly have money to burn. I was at Best Buy looking at their 4K selection. And it's like, I don't know, Step Brothers, $30. It's a good movie. I'm not paying $30 for a 4K version of Step Brothers.
Nope.
For the record. So yeah, they announced the Xbox One Slim. It's basically a slim version like the 360 had the Slim. And then they announced, which I didn't expect them to, Project Scorpio, which had been kind of rumored, but everyone just assumed because PlayStation was going to announce their new PS4, which was, you know, everyone nicknamed it PS4.5 because it was basically a 4K version of the PS4.
Right. It's exactly like it is to the PlayStation 4 what the Xbox One S is to the Xbox One.
Right. So we thought that was it. But then, and maybe I'm the only one that didn't know about this, but then they announced Project Scorpio.
I was definitely in the camp of thought Project Scorpio was just the Xbox One Slim.
Right. Project Scorpio, though, apparently this is a brand new system, much like the NX. The Project Scorpio system will play all of your Xbox One games, and it will use all of the Xbox One accessories you have. So if you have controllers, et cetera, you can use that with Project Scorpio. But Project Scorpio is apparently a whole new system, and they had a video talking about how great this new system is, and all these developers talking about how the technology in it was incredible. They said, and I quote, they literally said, this is probably, as far as we know, this is the most powerful console ever made. So this thing is apparently going to knock your socks off.
Well, it's actually supposed to have, from what I'm understanding, it's got a better graphics card than the NVIDIA 980 Ti, which is the second best card on the market. They just released 2 weeks ago the latest and greatest. But yeah, like it's supposed to be a technological marvel, like rivaling most like high-end gaming PCs.
And that's great because you'll want that when you get those VR games. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The guy from Fallout 4, the developer, was talking about how this system is really pushing the boundaries of what they could do with Fallout, and he can't wait for people to see it in holiday 2017. So if you haven't already played Fallout 4, 2 years in its release cycle, be excited because you're going to play the definitive version on the Xbox Scorpio come fall or holiday 2017, assuming you don't already have it on PC, which is always going to be the superior version.
So I wonder if they're going to call it the Xbox 2.
No. Microsoft, if you're listening to me, keep Scorpio.
New Xbox One.
Because what I can do, if you do, if you do Scorpio, Nintendo, we can print out pictures of Scorpio from The Simpsons and have him sell it for us.
Oh, that would be
Hank
great.
Is it Hank Scorpio?
Hank Scorpio, yeah. That is correct.
Voiced by Albert Brooks. He's a fantastic man. Love him.
But no, they're almost certainly good. Each of the Xbox titles have had something to do with like what their things, like the 360 was supposed to be a revolution in gaming.
Right.
And then the Xbox One is an all-in-one gaming machine or an all-in-one entertainment system. So they called it the Xbox One.
Where the hell did they get Scorpio?
It's gotta be a code name. Kinda like the NX. The Nintendo is not gonna be called the NX.
Normally they don't announce it so much though. Like, you can go back to Nintendo's history, and I think I remember all of the nicknames for the consoles. There was the Dolphin. There was the Wii was originally supposed to be called the Revolution. The Wii Revolution.
That was the code name.
Yeah. And how great was that name versus the Wii?
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to be the Nintendo Revolution.
But we would like to play.
There was the Project Dolphin, which was the 64.
That was the GameCube. Mm-hmm. Dolphin was the GameCube.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm positive.
I'm going to take your word on it. What was the 64?
I don't know. Give me a second.
It's the one I always forget.
Project Scorpio is actually, if you're going to spend the money, you just open it up. It's an empty box. You turn around and Sting hits you with a Scorpion Death Drop for being that dumb.
Wait, which Sting though?
Because it doesn't matter. They're the same.
But Surfer Sting was awful.
Project Reality.
Reality, yeah.
Yeah, that was the N64s.
I like N64 better.
Yeah, the Nintendo 64, like, it was to the point. It was a 64-bit system.
Right.
That's it.
Alright, explain to me Project Scorpio. What's it about? I don't know. I mean, you gotta be really rich to enjoy that name.
And I'm laughing because Xbox 360, it totally revolutionized. It took gaming in a whole new direction. It turned 360 degrees.
It went right back to where it was.
And just went, you know.
Well, every time I hear that, I think of Last Action Hero, the part where I don't remember who plays the ultimate bad guy, because I feel bad, but Charles Dance is the hitman. And he asks him, he said, he betrays him. He says, you're going to do this 360 on me? And the guy's like, 180. If I did a 360, I would be going in a complete circle, and I'd end up right back where it was. If this is correct, now Sony didn't announce anything for PlayStation 4 on the show.
No, just a couple weeks ago, they confirmed that the PS4 Neo.
It was like last week or something like that. It leaked, and then Sony went ahead and confirmed it.
They're like, yeah, it's a thing, but that's all we.
Yeah, but that's all we've got.
The fact that they didn't have it at E3 makes me almost believe that it's not a new system. That no. it's just an upgrade.
It's definitely not. Like, yeah. I'm 99.98% sure that it is their equivalent to the Xbox One.
It's just
going to
have 4K support. And maybe.
So is PlayStation kind of scrambling now?
No.
Because they saw this and they go, okay, Nintendo has a new system. Xbox One has a new, or Microsoft has a new system. We don't.
No.
Like, and I'm not saying that they're worried that it'll outsell them, because clearly PlayStation 4, in my opinion, I think you guys agree, is the superior system on this console cycle. But the fact that the Nintendo, no, that's true. But the fact that Nintendo and Microsoft now have a one up on them has got to sting a little bit.
Am I
the only one that thinks that?
I think they've won this one so hard
that they don't care.
That they're like, yeah, go ahead and start making your new system because yours clearly can't beat ours right now. So yeah. They'll take their time with the PlayStation 5 and then that'll come out whenever it's ready.
And
by then it'll have all of the technology that the Scorpio might have. Definitely is going to have more than what the NX will have.
Well, see, that's
the thing. Can almost just assume that Nintendo's going to screw this up. So yeah.
Almost certainly. But that, I mean, if you look at it like that though, the PS2 came out before the Xbox, and then once the Xbox 360 came out, long before the PlayStation 3.
It's true.
The Xbox 360 has far and away outsold PlayStation 3 in lifetime sales.
But it was also a better system.
It was. Yeah. You know? Especially like when the PS3 was first coming out, there wasn't a whole lot of software support for it because it was the first thing to come out with Blu-ray.
And the price was ridiculously high.
$600 at launch.
$599 US dollars.
And still the cheapest Blu-ray player.
Yeah,
it was the cheapest. Because I know a lot of my wealthier friends went out and purchased a PlayStation 3 specifically for the Blu-ray capability.
Meanwhile, you're still using that beta.
I was like, man, I don't see the great deal about Blu-rays, and DVDs look just fine. Then I saw a Blu-ray. Like, oh,
do you know how long off topic? Do you know how long it took me to convince Bob to switch to DVD from VHS? He wouldn't do it. He preferred VHS, and I was like, are you serious? Are you nuts? I love having to rewind to specific spots instead of picking them from a menu.
Yeah, no, like, the DVDs made me so happy. I didn't have to worry about rewinding. Like, oh my God.
It was fantastic. Anyway,
fantastic.
Back to this. If this is true, and we've said this personally, and I said it yesterday, when we were at the Jackson store, this is the shortest lifespan ever for a console generation.
Not true. Sega.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I do believe, was it the Dreamcast or the Saturn that was only out for like 8 months before Saturn. The next one?
Saturn was out for like 8 months and then the Dreamcast hit.
And that was ridiculous. You remember how well those systems did?
Yeah. And well, that was because like they set up so much fear. Microsoft might end up doing the same thing. Happening was Sega was just like pumping out new hardware.
Yeah.
They hit you with the Genesis 1. Then not long after that, you got the Genesis 2. Then you got the 32X. Then you got the Sega CD. Then you hit the Sega Saturn.
Well, you forget the Sega CD 32X combo system.
Oh, yeah, you can get the whole thing, but it was just all grouped up. But either way, you had the Sega CD, and then you hit the Sega Saturn, which was fine because it was like, okay, cool. We have a brand new console.
Super
with upgrade. Yeah, it's way better than the Genesis was and, you know, does the CD and everything else. And then, yeah, less than a year later, you hit the Dreamcast. Because the Sega Saturn was being outclassed by PlayStation 1 and N64.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. And then, like, the Dreamcast hit because they were, you know, kind of scrambling. Mm-hmm. Dreamcast hit. It was way ahead of its time.
The critical failure, though.
But nobody cared.
Yeah, nobody cared failure. Because they were like, well, the Dreamcast, like, you're just going to put out another system in 9 months. Why am I going to spend my money on this when I've got a PlayStation and Nintendo right here?
Little did they know when they were saying that, Sega was literally sitting on the corner with buckets out. Waiting for change because they weren't making anything after that. Tanner was next to him bathing.
He found a third bucket. But
that's a lot of buckets.
So many buckets. Anyway.
But for the current gen, because it's not like Microsoft, Nintendo not so much. The Wii U didn't do so well. It's not that it was a horrible failure. This isn't Virtual Boy level, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, Nintendo has lost money in their console department, but it's not like their software department has really helped out with that because every game that they launch has been a hit.
Well, except for Star Fox.
Well, that's true.
But I saw one commercial for that damn game and I was done with it. Those stupid puppets.
But I mean, if you look at that compared to like that's one miss out of like how many times did they catch lightning in a bottle?
Right. And the Amiibos.
Oh man, the Amiibos.
And the 3DS. There's a lot of stuff keeping Nintendo afloat, but I do believe that the NX will be probably their last shot at a console.
Yeah,
if they screw this up.
If they screw it up, then they're going to go strictly to handheld, I'm sure.
Which would probably be fine at this point.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, handhelds are so ridiculous now. Well, actually, the downside of that though, in my opinion, it's going to get harder and harder to sell a handheld system with smartphones.
It's true, and tablets.
And tablets and everything else, because like, why carry around a DS when you could just have a smartphone?
But I will live and die by, I like video game systems. I don't like phones that play video games.
No,
I mean, I do, but I will never pick my iPhone or my Android over an actual system.
Touch screen versus actual buttons.
Right.
No...
I agree wholeheartedly. We're in a minority.
Right. And as white men, that's saying something. Not touching it. Let's move on.
Because, little kids, I mean, parents are going, little kids are going to be perfectly happy, are perfectly happy with smartphone games.
Absolutely, because they can just pop it in front of them and go, play this, watch this, whatever.
And they can, go online, download tons and tons and tons of free games, or really, really cheap games.
Right.
And they can just have hours and hours of entertainment. Versus if you buying a 3DS system now is that's an investment. You spend, $200 on the 3DS, then you've got to spend, $40 per game. They're great games and they're worth it.
But for little kids, they don't care.
Right, which is, that's who they're trying to get, or that's who they're trying to sell systems to. So, yeah.
Good luck with that. And that's all we know about the systems right now.
Right.
That's the gist of it. Let's move on to the games, because this is where the exciting things happen. I said I wanted to start with Legend of Zelda because Nintendo made such a big deal about it. They did. We're not going to talk about Pokemon tonight because Lindsay begged me. We're going to talk about that on Thursday. But Zelda, Ace is not a big fan of the series. I'm not a huge fan of the series, but I'm excited about this game. It looks like they took what I like about Zelda, which is Link, and they put him in the Elder Scrolls world. That's slightly more cartoonish, of course.
Because that was the joke I made earlier. We have Elder Scrolls Hyrule,
yeah,
with a slight Japanimation style, I guess you could say.
So not quite cel shading, but very stylized. The shaders are very stylized,
right?
And this was all over the treehouse today. Which, by the way, Nintendo, just go to E3. Stop.
That was their E3 thing. That was aired at E3. They just called it Treehouse at E3.
So they actually were at E3? Yes. Or did they do this outside of it? Because they didn't go to E3 last year, did they?
Correct.
Yeah.
So they actually were
this
at
was,
E3.
Yeah, this was at E3.
This was at E3.
Maybe they're serious now. Maybe they realize
it. They came to E3 with their two games because they had demos. They had playable demos at E3 of the new Zelda game.
Now, there were a lot of games I saw announced that they didn't seem very important. There was one called Severed. There was a bunch of indie titles. They announced Axiom Verge is going to be on the Wii U, which is great. Axiom Verge is a fantastic game. It's as close to Metroid as you can get without getting sued. But
it's the closest thing you're going to get an actual Metroid game on a Nintendo system.
Yes, that is absolutely true. But the big thing was Zelda, and they played this thing crazy. And I thought it looked great. I really want to play this game. I'm kind of worried. Ethan said, I'm going to get both the NX version and the Wii U version because I learned from Twilight Princess. Maybe Wind Waker, whichever one that they put on both.
It was Twilight Princess they did on both.
But I thought, no.
Skyward Sword was the one that they were supposed to do.
Yeah, Skyward Sword they did just on the Wii. They actually pushed back Twilight Princess for the release of the Wii.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And it simultaneously released.
Great, great motion controls.
Fantastic. Oh,
boy, were they awful.
And they already announced that they're pushing back this one so it can release simultaneously with the NX.
Yeah, from my understanding, it's if not done, very close to done. And yeah, but they want to do a side-by-side release, release.
Is fine as long as there's a big difference between them. If you look at Twilight Princess on Wii versus GameCube, I think the Wii looked a tiny bit better, and everything was reversed.
But those sweet, sweet motion controls.
And the sweet motion controls.
Yeah.
Ask Lindsay. I bought Twilight Princess day one, and I played about 3 hours into it, couldn't figure out how to get the controls to work right, couldn't get the fishing pole, traded the game in.
Because I got
that
it on
was
the GameCube
my adventures in Zelda.
Because I had had it I had it full paid on the GameCube for 4 years before it finally hit. Because I pre-ordered it really early to start with. Then it got pushed back quite a bit. And then it got pushed back a whole lot so that they could do the simultaneous release.
You know what I pre-ordered once that took forever to come out and then they just gave me money back? Elder Scrolls on PSP.
I remember that.
They had that on hold for years. They were just
Was it Vita or was it PSP?
It was PSP.
Okay.
And they were just it's not coming out.
I was going to say, to be fair though.
What did I expect?
How good of a PSP Elder Scrolls game would it
be? They released screenshots and video of that canceled game a couple weeks ago, but Bethesda or whoever, I think it was ZeniMax actually, took it all down. So I almost got to see what the game was going to be. But anyway, so Zelda looked really good. That's going to be they're going to wait until the NX comes out to release more info on that, but they're playing it like nuts on the live streams and stuff. So you can probably even go see that now.
I guess I'm going to need to actually watch those because like you said to me, I watched the trailer and you guys saying that it's like an Elder Scrolls set in the Hyrule universe. That sounds awesome. But if it's anything like every other Zelda game I've played where it's okay, you have free reign, you can go anywhere on the map accept anything that matters, you have to have this one obscure item
to go
but
to.
But you can only get that if you go in the, you have to go in the correct order. Yeah. But technically, you can go there ahead of time.
I'm sure that the dungeons will still be like that in this game.
Which is fine.
In the trailer, it's even like he has a key and it opens up this dungeon-looking area.
Which I'm fine with that with dungeons, but if there is a reason to go out and hunt and do stuff like that, I'll be happy. Like, give me a reason to explore.
Because it almost gave me like a Monster Hunter vibe when I was first watching it. And I actually texted Krista that because she was super excited about that. Because it looked like you were running around open world. You were actually like harvesting stuff like wood. You were grabbing apples. You were grabbing sticks, mushrooms, etc. You were finding.
If you ever wanted to sell someone the excitement of a video game, you're out collecting mushrooms. You're getting sticks.
He's describing Minecraft.
No,
he's describing homeless people that forage for food.
No, if you think of like, if you think of a classic Zelda game,
well, sorry.
If you think of a classic Zelda game like this, there are things that you gather, but not quite like this.
No, normally you gather bombs, you gather also, the boomerang,
outfits, yeah. various different outfits.
The outfits play a very important role in this.
Yes,
Link can get cold and take damage. He can also get too hot and suffer HP loss. You have to dress him accordingly, which is something that seems really simple, but I've always wanted that in an RPG. There's no reason. I don't give a damn about the modding community. There's no reason I should be in the wilds of Skyrim and there should be a female character there in a thong. That's not going to happen in reality. Or if it does, it won't happen long.
Yeah. No. Same, no, yeah. They'll be very dead very fast.
They need to be dressed realistically to fight those dragons.
If they could just give them a fur thong. Something to help those poor girls out.
So, brought to you by Uggs.
Also, what... Oh, wow.
Ugg thongs. Holy shit. We need to get on this.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Because one of the other big things that was really, really cool in Zelda that you could do, you can jump.
Yeah.
Which for me is a huge deal, having played a bunch of Zelda games. There are areas where it's like that you can see there's an area over there that you can walk to, and you're like, I could probably jump to that. And if you walk to the ledge, it'll give you the option. You want to jump over there?
It says press A to jump.
Yeah. This one, there is a dedicated jump button. You can just do it however much you want. You can also climb, which you can in certain parts of old school Zelda games, but there's a stamina bar, which I thought was kind of neat. So you can't climb indefinitely. Same thing with like pushing heavy objects, setting up traps and that kind of thing. Look neat.
Look good.
I did see in the trailer, it showed some of that climbing. The speed in which he climbed and some of those like sheer faces that it saw. I just had a flashback to Wind Waker, but like the original one, where it's just like, all right, sail for 3 hours. You're going to be climbing for a while.
Do you like water simulator?
They showed in the actual gameplay that you can jump up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like you can do Assassin's Creed style where it's like, you can either climb slowly if you need to get somewhere, or you can start like jumping up. It burns more stamina, obviously. And then when you're getting down, they showed off almost a hang glider kind of deal.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was in the trailer.
So you don't have to climb down. You can just jump down.
It reminds me of
float.
The Ninja Turtle parachute that he pulled out.
That's
they
not
had
his
for
shell,
no
thankfully. Also want to say that I heard some people talk about the graphics and say, I don't like the graphic style. I want a more realistic Zelda, like that tech demo they had a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to disagree. I mean, Zelda's a fantasy game, and I like the stylized graphics. This looks like what I've always wanted with Zelda, if they do it right, because I still have memories of when I was a kid and just looking through the book and seeing like the cemetery and all these places that I could go and explore and being like, wow, this is incredible. This is a journey, but I've never had that feeling when I play Zelda.
Cause it doesn't look like anything like that.
No, it doesn't look anything like your imagination's gonna be.
Right.
But this looks very imaginative. It looks fun. I cannot wait to play it, but we can't talk the entire time about Zelda. We have a lot more to talk about.
Especially, I really want to hit up Ubisoft. I know you mentioned that, but
I do. I've also got the games listed here. We're just gonna go through them real quick and talk about some of these. Death Stranding. Hideo Kojima, he comes out and he presents a game about Norman Reedus having a child. I've coined the term Reedus fetus, and I want to get paid every time someone says it.
I saw it on Reddit already. Sorry, buddy.
Son of a... Reddit always gets me every time. It kind of looks like PT in the graphics. Like Norman Reedus clearly looks like Norman Reedus.
Well, because it looks like basically they still had all that mocap stuff from Reedus and PT, and they're like, well, we've got it.
We can use
this,
right?
Wouldn't that just like what I would assume all that went to Konami, kept it.
Unless Konami literally didn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
It's like, we can't make this into a pachinko machine. You take it.
Or a cell phone game.
Yeah.
But I will say that I know a lot of people are already praising this game like it's the second coming. I will not do that. It looked weird.
And you don't even know what kind of game it is.
No, it looks
insane. Nothing. Is it action? Is it a platformer? But is it just going to be like a Catherine sequel?
There was a weird baby walking around, leaving footprints. He picked up a baby.
His hands were black.
Floating things in the back, like.
But it's Kojima.
Like the most violent C-section.
Yeah.
The most violent C-section a man has ever experienced.
I don't know what the floating people were. Like, I honestly, like, I saw it and I'm like, okay.
I want to know more, but I'm definitely not, like.
Not hyped for it yet.
Not hyped.
Yeah, no. I'm not hyped for it.
That trailer did not give me any amount of hype.
I'm curious. I'm not.
If you're trying to ride the tales of the excitement of PT, not working.
And is this a different game than the one where that company logo comes from?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, speaking of riding the coattails of PT, did you watch the RE7 stuff?
I was going to get to that in a few minutes, actually. Yeah, it's on my list here.
I feel like that's
you
want to
talk about that right now?
Right, yeah, might as well.
Just real quick, since I have it up here before I click off of it, they also announced during Sony's press conference that Crash Bandicoot, Bandicoot 2, and Crash Warped are being remastered for the PS4. Yeah. So there's your new Crash. Oh, also, he's the exclusive character in the next Skylanders game.
I was so disappointed that, like, I heard the music. The guy's coming out and his shadow is Crash.
Yeah.
Then he stops and Crash spins and the fruit pop up. And I was like, they're doing Crash. Oh, they're doing Crash. I'm so excited they're doing Crash Bandicoot.
But wait!
Remastered. And he's in Skylanders! Like, that's great. Like, I'm gonna probably buy it.
The remastered. You're not gonna buy Skylanders.
No.
No.
I'll buy the remastered, assuming it's a collection and they're not doing them each as individual games.
Assuming if they make a good Skylander of him, I might buy it. But the reason I stopped playing Skylanders, and Lindsay will agree with me on this, is those figures look awful now. Oh my god, the quality's terrible compared to the originals or the Amiibos.
I was about to say, like, now that you have Amiibos on the market, like, everything just looks bad.
Especially now that Infinity's gone, because the Infinity figures I thought looked incredible too.
Yeah, they had, the only thing I didn't like their art style for some of the characters. Like, that's probably, I saw that they were making a Venom figure, and I was like, ooh, I gotta get my hands on that. And then I saw the Venom, I was like, well.
That's cartoon.
That's Venom,
and
I guess.
I will say too, like, as he was walking out, and we're like, hey, that's Crash. They're doing Crash. And I was like, they're probably gonna be like, so we all know you want Crash Bandicoot. Well, I'm here to announce he will be playable on PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale 2.
Turns out it was something much worse.
I wasn't that far off.
You wanna talk about Resident Evil? Resident Evil 7 announced, and they showed a trailer for it, which looked eerily similar to the style of PT.
Basically, yes. Capcom was like, okay, so we've buried Resident Evil as far as it's gonna go. These games are terrible and everyone hates them. What? They're not gonna be able to make a Silent Hill game. Everyone seemed to like that Silent Hill game. What if we made the Silent Hill game and we call it Resident Evil?
Which I'm fine with, because it looked great.
It looked really good. I actually have the first hour demo, whatever it is, downloaded right now.
I need to get that downloaded.
Speaking of which, you can go online right now and download the demo for Resident Evil 7 right now.
Which I will say, I did like how it said Resident Evil. It started with the 7, and then it went into Resident Evil, and the V and the I and the I were part of the evil. I thought that was actually
that's kinda
cool
neat.
Effect.
And it looks really good, but I wonder if the game is going to stay to that style.
I don't know, because all I know is this looks like, from what I can tell, this is loosely based in the Resident Evil universe, because they mentioned ghosts in that trailer, which is definitely something that's never been in any Resident Evil game. It's always been just weird zombie mutants.
T-virus. And,
right. Yeah, and the variations on that. And yeah, like Resident Evil, they did actually have some success with
Revelations 2. Yeah.
Revelations 1 and Revelations 2.
Almost made up for Operation Raccoon City.
Ooh, no, nothing's going to make up for that.
Oh.
Oh, that was
Resident Evil, it's been out for so long now. It's about time they tried something different again.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really wish they just ditched the numbers and, I don't know, reboot it. Like,
just call it Resident Evil 2017.
Just I hope that a lot of those years that are on there are just placeholders.
Right.
Because I feel like they should just call it Resident Evil and make it a whole new story with a whole new set of everything. They could reuse characters if they want.
Just make it new.
Yeah, just make it new.
Like they did with Castlevania. You know, when they because that first Castlevania game,
the Lords of Shadow,
was a good game. That was a good game. They rebooted the entire series, the characters, same characters, but different storyline and stuff. So you had the new along with the old. It's like sometimes you can reboot a beloved franchise with new characters and it not ruin your love of the original, and it could be good.
I don't think we're talking about Resident Evil anymore.
It's insane. Is what it is.
I will say, because it's a first person perspective. You can't really say shooter because you don't really see a lot of it. No. My concern, though, is because, like you said, in the trailer, they do say ghosts specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it, since it is a Resident Evil game, if they turn that, oh, well, they're not really ghosts.
They're mutated.
It's actually like, you know, there's Umbrella Corp is actually, like, they just straight up Scooby-Doo it.
Yeah,
oh, like, that would be disappointing.
This isn't a real ghost. It's actually a modified
hallucination
experience.
Or something.
It's like a the new Nemesis or something. But it'll.
We need a game like this out though, because I didn't know this until the stream today. But apparently they canceled Allison Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I saw the first like their playable demo. I saw someone do a walkthrough of that. All I could think of is it's just like, oh well, let's just make PT. And then PT gets canceled, and they don't know really what else to do other than that first
demo.
So they're like,
You're saying this is basically like the Asylum's Silent Hill. They just copied what they saw of the teaser, and then when the teaser was done, they're like, we don't know what else to do
wait,
now.
So can you guys tell us what game you were going to make so then we can like rip that off? Because we can't just do this on our own.
Resident Evil 7 looked amazing, but I want to talk about this one. I think you guys might want to talk about this. Spider-Man? Anybody excited for Spider-Man? Huh.
I liked everything about it.
I was trying to count down.
By Insomniac.
I was trying to count down the drawer, and Jesse's like, Insomniac game. Oh, Insomniac's making a Marvel game. Put it down, close the drawer. I'm gonna have to come watch this. There's Spider-Man. Woo, I'm intrigued.
We are gonna run a little late on this one, too. I'm shooting for about an hour and a half, because we're at an hour now. We still have a lot to talk about.
Oh, dear.
But it's E3.
Yeah, no, it's
expected.
It's a big deal.
Spider-Man, I think it looks really, really cool. I mean,
especially when we didn't know we had to cover the whole conference.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be the 14th to the 16th. Because everything I saw was, so Sunday was day -1, Monday was day 0,
yep.
And then today was day 1.
Yep. If you Google it right now, E3 dates, it will tell you the 14th through the 16th.
I wish I had an audio clip of Charlamagne the God just going, grand opening, grand closing. right now.
So yeah, that Spider-Man game, apparently we're in the minority, Jesse, of really liking that costume.
Yeah, like people don't like the white spider.
The internet doesn't like the white Spider-Man logo.
Let me weigh on in on this. I like it.
It's the Venom symbol.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the purpose of it is. I'm sure they're going to give us more detail later.
Right.
But I don't understand why people hate it.
I don't either.
They borrowed some elements. Like you could see kind of the, what's the...
Real Ben Reilly.
Do what? Yeah, it did look a little bit like that, but I was thinking the eyes,
the Tom Holland eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the movie Civil War.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, what is the word? Aperture.
Yeah.
He had like the aperture styled eyes.
Telescopic.
I don't know. It goes in and out.
Yeah.
But they did.
They close and open. Aperture. I'm
the mechanical
almost certain
eyes.
That's
the
word.
On
the
suit.
Mechanical eyes. Moving on. The suit. And they had the white
year,
spider.
Though?
What year
was the Spider-Man?
Spider-Man 2017.
Yeah, and it will be a PlayStation 4 exclusive, which a lot of the internet is really pissed off about.
Get a PS4. Shut up.
Get the better system.
Right. Trade in your Xbox One now, save up for Scorpio.
Because they actually showed that that spider logo in the trailer.
Yeah.
And it's the Venom spider.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering like what that's going to play into it. Like what version of Spider-Man this is going to be. Because that was very clearly what that was.
Also, in conspiracy theory, and I'm probably wrong on this, and I don't even believe it, but I'm going to throw it out just in case it's right, and I'll do the one-off shot. He has the same eyes as he did in Civil War, right?
Yeah.
And this movie, or this game is scheduled to release later. What if this is the movie tie-in to the Spider-Man Homecoming film, or the game tie-in?
I think they would have announced that.
You think they would have called it
Homecoming?
I really
think that it would be called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. And like Spider-Man would have looked completely different.
And he would have had
his high-tech costume from Tony Stark?
I think, but that was the one he had in Civil War.
Maybe it needs to be more high-tech.
Unless they're jumping from like Mark 2 to Mark 7.
That
like
quickly.
They did in Iron Man 2 to 3
right.
or whatever it was.
I don't know. And
they went from like Mark 7 to like Mark 40.
And I don't necessarily believe it's true, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
In case that happens, you heard it here first. On Podzilla 1985.
I had that thought too, but I really think they would have marketed it as
Homecoming.
Come, you know, watch the movie and then come play the game.
Or maybe they're scared that it will scare people away
and
because
honestly,
game movies.
But I don't think they would because if they just say it's like, hey, so remember when the best Spider-Man movie came out?
Yeah.
And then the best Spider-Man game came
yes.
out with that movie. I think they would have tried to work that in together.
Yeah.
But then you would have had to tell people not to remember Spider-Man 3.
But honestly, I do feel a lot like the reason the suit looks so different is so that Insomniac can, you know, separate
Yeah.
Just so they can say, like,
from Homecoming.
Right. Like, guys, this has nothing to do with the movie. Look at what our Spider-Man looks like versus their Spider-Man.
Kind of like what they did with both the Ninja Turtle game that Platinum put out or Transformers Devastation versus the movies where right. they're like, no, guys, we know this is a Transformers game, but it has nothing to do with them. Look at right. our guys.
Yeah.
These guys look completely different. And I'm fine with it. Like, the last couple of Spider-Man games, that were separate from the movies were pretty good. Like, yeah. The Shattered Dimensions.
Shattered Dimensions is my personal
favorite. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
Web of Shadows. Shattered Dimensions and Web of Shadows. Both of those games are actually really fun.
Mm-hmm. Gave us one of my favorite Spider-Mans, Noir.
Yeah, that's well, cool Spidey Spider-Man. Noir existed before.
I had never seen him, though. That was the first time I'd ever seen him.
He was super cool. Like, it was basically like, you guys wanted Arkham, or you guys liked Arkham a whole lot? Here's Arkham with Spider-Man.
Arkham.
Yeah, and I liked
Spider-Ham.
It a whole lot. And
Spider-Ham. That would be a great character.
That's a character.
Did Reddit make it?
No.
No.
Okay.
He was in the Spider-Verse.
I'm doing a bit. I'm doing a bit.
I didn't.
I actually know Spider-Ham.
Spider-Pig.
So.
What do we think about Days Gone?
What was Days Gone?
Exactly.
I'm thinking I ain't done talking about Spider-Man yet.
Oh, my bad.
Because it really looked like they showed a lot of like an introductory level. Because I thought it was Rhino, and I still kind of think that might be Rhino. That busts through the safe, the bank vault.
I think it's just a bad guy.
When I saw it.
Because a lot of those other enemies he fought had that silver mask.
Right.
But the main reason I'm really excited is, apparently people were talking, I never actually played Sunset Overdrive, but apparently a lot of its combat was very acrobatic.
Yes, very much so.
They did a really good job with it, and so it's pretty much the same team and who's great at acrobatic combat? Than Spider-Man.
No, honestly, that was the first thing I thought of when I saw, Insomniac doing Spider-Man. I was mm-hmm. like, oh my god. Because Sunset Overdrive was a legitimately fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was fun, but I didn't like it.
I couldn't throw that out there. The story was the problem.
Yeah, the new energy drink makes you a monster.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pass.
The gameplay was lot of fun. The story was really mediocre.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about the characters, but this is Spider-Man.
So you have a built-in level of, I care about this and what's happening, even if they do not a great story.
Like the Warcraft movie. We went into that movie thinking, I don't care what this movie's like, it's Warcraft, but ended up enjoying it quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. The only thing that I want in the Spider-Man game is they go back to Spider-Man 2 with the web slinging and of attached to actual buildings. And
instead of just hitting the air.
Instead of just like into the sky.
Yeah, that was pretty silly. So,
mm-hmm. Days Gone, I watched that. Was that the Last of Us?
Yeah.
Look.
And at the end,
Sony.
The guys at the top and all the zombies are rushing in on them.
That looked really impressive, like what the people were calling it, like a World War Z simulator.
Right.
The characters kind of look like, I don't know why I would care about them.
Yeah,
but
same. And if they don't have the, you know, days gone by, still I think of you. I won't play it if it's not in there.
Yeah, like, it's one of those games, like, it did look interesting. Like, I guess it went with the Walking Dead mechanic where you don't want to shoot guns because it'll attract the zombies.
Which was pretty cool. I like that. Like, there's too many, it's kind of like Zombie U. Mm-hmm. A very underrated title, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, zombies are slow and stuff, but you really don't want their attention because if enough of them get on you, you're screwed. Yeah.
Right.
And these are fast and just like, the amount of enemies on a screen at a time was really impressive.
That's what I thought too.
But this is also very much I'm going to need proof that was a PlayStation 4 game and not running on a high end.
I agree. Yeah. Remember when Star Wars The Old Republic had their trailer and everybody's like, man, that game looks awesome.
And everyone's like,
and we were like, that was a cutscene.
World of Warcraft, bro.
Yes!
World Warcraft,
oh,
bro.
Man.
You will be happy to know, by the way, that I'm reading on here that Resident Evil 7 will be playable in VR.
Oh, yeah, entirely. Like, that was a big thing they made a point of.
I'm on GameSpot's site, and I'm just kind of cycling through their list of games. Jesse, I know you're on there, too, or somewhere. Where are you on?
Reddit.
Probably better. I get a picture, though. Also, Final Fantasy 15, Batman Arkham, and Star Wars X-Wing has VR games coming out. Yeah, VR.
Honestly, like if the VR didn't look like an old N64 game, I'd probably be more excited about it.
So if you're wondering if we're not going to talk a whole lot about or any at all about VR stuff because none of us here really care about
Let's just get the VR thing out of the way real quick and we get back to the games because it's on my list to talk about. The VR looks garbage. I don't care how immersive it is because you're looking around. That's garbage.
It still doesn't look
good. It doesn't look good. And they demoed that Eagle Flight game. I don't remember the exact name of it. And I put it in the chat. I think
it's just Eagles.
Yeah, I think it's called like Eagles or something like that. Yeah.
I posted about it and I think you guys thought I was legitimately saying, wow, look at that game. I was mocking it. That game looked terrible. It's terrible. It looks like a, it's terrible.
And I love when they were doing the gameplay and they showed like when you died.
They don't show how you died.
The screen goes black.
The screen goes black and you're like, whip, I got got.
But I mean, if you take, basically, if you take Final Fantasy 15 or Batman and it's the legit game with the legit graphics and put it in VR where it's first person view, okay, that I could get into. But I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Right.
And until then, that is all we'll say of VR. It looks like garbage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do not support.
Call me back when I get full dive. I want to be 100% immersed where they straight up tap into my brain.
You want to feel the pain.
Ready Player One.
That's right.
Did you ever see the thing? I forget which show it was on. It was a British show, but they built a trackpad. They had the person put on a vest that actually you felt the impact where you get shot, and they had a visor for the headset and a gun that you actually aim, and they played Battlefield, I think, 4 on it, and the guy literally was running around on the trackpad. He was aiming, shooting. He felt when he got shot. That is virtual reality. That looked awesome.
Yeah.
This is not
if,
that.
If he no. died in the game, did he die for real?
No, he died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's...
He passed away.
Like, it's one of those things, like, I do and I don't want, like, yeah, Sword Art Online, where that little line comes from. I know it came before that. Gamer. Please stop looking at me like that.
Frankie Muniz, sir.
Ugh.
He was Malcolm.
He was.
In the middle.
Uh-huh. So anyway, yeah, like, I want to be able to put on a helmet and then I just play a game from my brain with other people.
You want World of Warcraft, but you really feel like you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to be an eagle trying to get a rabbit.
Yeah. And yeah, with weird wonky controllers that you can't really see, you just kind of play. And then, yeah, you just kind of look around. Like, no, I don't like that.
You look like Stevie Wonder heard something. He's trying to find the source of it.
You're not wrong.
So ain't nobody excited about no VR.
Not at all.
Well, no, that's not true.
Well, we aren't.
Yeah, I mean, no one here is for sure.
But there's someone out there right now getting his coins ready.
I know a few people that really bought into VR early. Like, they've ordered the HTC Vive. I think that's what it's called. Like,
something like that.
Yeah, I bought the Virtual Boy. I'm done. I bought it when it came out. I'm done. Yeah. I bought the R-Zone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know a buddy of mine has the HTC Vive, and he talks about it like it's the second coming of Christ. And, you know, he's having a whole lot of fun with it, and that's great for him. It just doesn't look that impressive to me. I've got another friend that's got one on order, and he's going to try it and let me know what he thinks. But yeah, no, it's not worth the price point. Like, if I could go out and buy one of these suckers for $50, sure.
You will.
I'll give it a shot.
You will.
In
give it
5 years, I'll find it in a
just like
car
that.
Wash bin. All right,
the car wash bin. It's just like that damn 32X. I wanted one so bad when it was out, but my mom wouldn't buy it for me. And then, like, years later, we were at Walmart. There was literally a bin. It was $20 per, brand new ones. And I was like, oh, wow. Picked it up, put it back down, and walked away.
Good call, Mom.
Did you guys, there's a game, I don't know if you guys saw this one, God of War?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stalked. Stalked.
I honestly haven't played through God of War 3, so I'll preface this with that.
Real good.
But,
it's real good.
Preface.
Yeah, this new God of War, though, has me more excited than anything God of War has ever done before.
Dad of War. Apparently is the problem people have had with it, apparently.
He's an overbearing, or he's a bad father.
Yeah.
My problem with it is,
why does he still look like Kratos?
Because it is Kratos.
It is Kratos.
It is? Yes. But this is a different game, right?
No.
Different mythology, all of that.
Well, okay, so my understanding of it is the events of God of War 1, 2, and 3 happened, and he just left Greece. Like, he's like, I'm out.
Because
like,
one of his abilities is straight up called Spartan Rage.
Yeah, like it, and that was an ability in previous games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in all three of them actually, but and so it looks like he kind of forgave himself and moved on with his life
after killing all of the Greek gods,
and he's just like, you know what, I'm out. I'm not. You all are left to rot. Like, Greece is probably no more.
Good man, that Kratos.
And so, and I see. Like, everyone says it's the dad. Did they say that in the trailer? Like, was he directly referred to as the father?
He called him boy, and he said your mother a whole lot.
See,
from what I'm reading on GameSpot, it says it appears to be set in a world colored by Norse mythology rather than Greek. And the demo we saw, so maybe they saw it, but mm-hmm. wasn't shown. The demo we saw followed what appeared to be Kratos and a young boy who addressed him as his father.
Okay, so I don't remember.
I only heard him ever say sir.
Yeah,
well, except this might be a demo that GameSpot saw that wasn't shown at E3.
Us being from this demographic, calling a child boy absolutely does not mean there's any sort of familial tie.
Does not include blood ties, yeah.
And also him talking about his mother kind of makes me think that, I mean, it's possible that, like, he started a family. The way that he talks about the mother is that she is no longer there.
Alive, yeah.
She's either dead or... So I kind of think if maybe...
I hope he doesn't go on a rage-fueled path of destruction against the Norse gods
and
now.
And honestly, like, my prediction for this game, and God of War, you don't play for the story. It's violent, it's gory, but it's the best...
It's violent
action,
as fuck.
It's one of the best action platformers that's ever been released.
Yeah.
People... No, like, that's definitely true, and it's really, like... It was revolutionary because so many games have tried to copy it since.
Including Lords of Shadows. Right. It was basically a God of War clone.
So
Darksiders, Dante's Inferno.
My prediction for this is one of two things are going to happen. Either that is your son, the wife is dead, and the child is killed by one of the Norse gods, which then leads to Kratos' bloodlust, or something happens that Kratos goes on his bloodlust. At the end of the game, Kratos is killed, and then you, the next game, or like the last half of the game, you're playing as the kid as an adult, like Red Dead Redemption.
That could be too.
Do you think there might be a possible storyline where Kratos is just a hermit and something happens? No, this isn't a bit. This
More
isn't
than
a
likely,
bit.
No.
No, I'm saying he's a hermit and he comes across this boy who maybe his parents died or something, and then he takes care of him.
That's
like he's not actually his father. He's just a father figure.
Right. And I that's kind of the dynamic I think it looks like it's going to be actually. He will end up caring for the child because you even see him kind of reach to he's going to rest his hand on the kid's shoulder and then decides against it.
Right.
So there's clearly there's a bond there and it's not going to end well for one of the two.
Right.
Like I'll guarantee you that.
I'm not sure, cause it's one of those things, it looks to me like he definitely knew the kid's mother.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, because he talks
even says,
about like
her knife.
Yeah, you know, he's like, here's your mother's knife, like, she taught you how to hunt, right? Alright, well, let's go do it.
That was the other thing too, cause he doesn't really know what the kid knows.
Right. Like so I'm thinking that, maybe the boy's father was killed already. He came in, you know, met the mother, and then she ended up dying on a hunt or something along those lines. And yeah, like I don't think that the child is actually belongs to Kratos,
because that would make sense from a storyline perspective with the last games, right? I mean, like he was a father, he killed his family. I assumed he wanted nothing to do with family anymore.
See, but to me, that's part of like the whole okay, he's just leaving Greece behind.
Yeah.
So he's kind of starting over, much like Days of Future or Apocalypse with Magneto.
Right.
He
hides himself away.
Yeah. So
that's why I'm thinking he's a hermit. And that's why he has the beard.
Right.
He's a hermit.
And that's also how you know it's Norse.
Of course. The beard. Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
Okay. So we're excited.
It's gonna be good.
I kind of want to play it, but I just really don't like Kratos.
Honestly,
I hate Kratos.
He's a very unlikable character. But again, like I don't play that game with wanting to care about Kratos and his adventures. I just like going through, because I have an interest in mythology in general, like, and then just being able to violently massacre all of these neat interpretations of these characters.
Plus, right. I gotta give him points because in God of War 3, you know who played Hercules? Kevin Sorbo.
Yes!
Who was Hercules in the TV show.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
So I gotta give him credit for that. That's amazing.
He also
amazing.
Gave you one of the best weapons in the game.
You also murder him.
You too, real hard.
As you murder most people,
so hard.
This game actually does look to me like a lot of fun. It looks like it's going to have almost the Last of Us mechanic, maybe with the little kid. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, instead of like the
not
super,
just straight up blood lust, go kill everyone. Like there's almost a like
or
you
the,
actually
the super overplayed like the kid's going to die and that's going to cause Kratos to go in a rage.
But then again, this is God of War, so I would not expect them to go the easy route.
I don't care if they do that. Yeah. I'm not hoping they do, but at the same time, like, that's not going to be a deal breaker for me.
No, again, I don't think it'll be a deal breaker for anybody. It's one of those things that I hope from a story perspective, because it looks like there's already a conflict in place. Because Kratos has his magical axe thing that he clearly didn't have in God of War, right?
No, yeah, that wasn't
okay. His frost axe or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm thinking there's already a conflict.
Yeah.
A conflict has been established by the time of this gameplay. So I don't think anything is going to happen to create that. It's just going to be like, you know, he's tired of these trolls.
This
and
is
all
already
their...
the world that he lives in.
Right. So he's going to take them out.
I will say one concern that I have is with that troll fight. It really looked like there were some parts that were very clearly press X now, press circle now.
QTEs.
I don't want the quick time events to be as big of a focus as they were in previous games.
I agree with that. I think QTEs in the right places can be good, but a game that's like, some of them make them work, like,
God of War.
Well, and what was that one? Heavy Rain. Yeah, Heavy Rain. They also, I see they have announced the kid's name. That is on here. His name is Plot Device. So,
and see, that's
can't wait to see what happens to Plot Device.
I'm hoping that it's not just a plot device. Like, I'm really hoping it's not.
Well, they call him PD for short.
Because
PD! PD!
Oh, God. Yes. Oh. Like I said, I want him to be, like, I would be completely
Allie
okay.
Allie woke up for that one. She's
I'd be completely okay with it being a Last of Us kind of a scenario, or like even a Bioshock Infinite where he's, you know, hanging out with you and doing stuff.
As long as they do it like Bioshock Infinite, like, I haven't played that game, but I do understand that it's not an NPC that you have to babysit.
Right.
And like, that's, you don't want Resident Evil 4.
Because in Last of Us, like, I didn't get all the way through Last of Us, but I don't think you ever had to really, like, babysit.
I also never played that.
Ellie, I think is her name.
Ellie.
Yeah, I don't think you have to actually babysit Ellie either.
Okay.
Like, she just does stuff for you. Mm-hmm. And say, yeah, same thing with Elizabeth. And if they do that, then I'm cool with it. I don't want to play a full escort mission or escort game.
Right. I agree with that. So we're excited about that.
Yes.
I am.
What about Trials of the Blood Dragon? This is a little one. I'm not going to talk about it much. It actually launched yesterday after Ubisoft's conference. It's basically Trials. They literally mixed Trials with Blood Dragon, which was the DLC for
Far Cry 3.
Yeah. That was all neon and had Michael Biehn in it, which was pretty cool. So this thing is just
mostly off topic of that. Did you see the walk-on that they did for that?
For Trials?
Yeah. The two guys that come out in like the
were they
tiger dressed
in
print?
The crazy
I thought it looked like
bacon
Roman
strips.
They did a Roman Reigns entry where they just came like through the crowd. And they were trying to get high fives, and people were like just do the most awkward clap ever. They tussled a couple of people's hairs. They
I saw
by
that, yeah.
And the dude was like,
Who are you?
Exactly.
I know we're going to talk about the Ubisoft presentation at length. I have to point out, though, Ubisoft versus Sony had the best presentation. Because it's like, okay, guys.
The symphony.
They had a live orchestra, and it was trailers. It was, okay, guys, so here's the game we're going to show you. They showed the game. They didn't try to do super exaggerated dance numbers and these characters coming out. And
I was actually going to say at the end of the show, I wanted to ask who you guys thought had the best one. I agree with Asa, especially of Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony. Sony definitely won this year.
Crushed it.
And they didn't even have that much stuff to show per se. Mm-hmm. But compared to Microsoft's Indie Fest and Nintendo's nothing, Sony easily won.
But yeah,
Sony.
They didn't. So, like, Trials Blood Dragon, like
it looks fun.
It looks fun, like a Trials game. I'm not a huge fan of that. Series.
I'll wait till it goes on sale on PlayStation Network for $3-4. I'll pick it up.
Yeah,
but that is it.
Pretty much.
They announced Grow Home, which is the follow up to Going Home to Grow Up, which is the following to Grow Home.
Yes,
which I've never played. I know nothing about.
I haven't,
it looks quirky
because it was the free game of the month, but I haven't downloaded it.
Yeah, Just Dance 2017.
Which, ooh, boy, was that awkward to watch.
Oh, that was pretty bad, and I could not care less about this
not
series.
Not even a little bit. How is that the game you lead off with?
Yeah.
You know, it was real silly.
But we laugh about it, but Just Dance is one of the biggest blockbusters they have. Like, we laugh about it, but it's one of the best sellers.
That's really true.
And that's true, but it's not selling to the people who are giving any sort of crap about E3.
That's true, but I agree with you.
I think they just wanted to do it as an intro, because they didn't go into a whole lot of talks about Just Dance.
Yeah.
They just kind of had everybody dancing around. They did their thing with Orlando, and then...
It was memorable.
Yeah,
that's
then Aisha
thing.
Tyler
yeah.
came out. That was
lovely,
really
Aisha
it.
Tyler.
Yeah, they came out and like, by the way, guys, Just Dance is a thing. That's what all these kooky characters are from.
We're going to do that.
And now let's go ahead and move forward.
They announced Steep, which I thought looked crazy. It's an open world of
skiing
and snowboarding and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite games of all time is SSX3. Mm-hmm. Love that game so much, and it was an open world snowboarding game. If it's, and this is way more realistic obviously, mm-hmm. but if it's anything like that with the open world, go do what you want on this mountaintop and you can just do whatever, I'm pumped.
See,
I think this game looks great.
I'm not gonna buy it unless a Yeti's gonna come out and eat me occasionally.
That's DLC.
I will.
You have to pre-order to get eaten by the Yeti.
But even then his face isn't missing because he has to be patched in a couple weeks later.
Jesus. Ubisoft, shit, that is Ubisoft.
It's Ubisoft,
damn
yes.
it.
My bad.
To me, it looks impressive. I just don't see the purpose of it. Like, SSX3 was clearly a racing game, and you could do, there was a trick mode, but it was a very arcadey and fun.
Yeah.
Whereas this looks a whole lot more grounded, so I'm not sure, like.
Who's the target audience for this?
Not that. It's just like, why would I play this? Other than, oh, that looks neat. This was cool. I'm done in 20 minutes.
I say the same thing about golf.
But that PGA Tour still sells like crazy every year.
Well, I
the difference
also don't
to that is there's
golf,
a goal
though.
To golf. Because it's like, okay, I want, how can I get the best lie? Like, it's, well, and I guess finding the best line and the best route down a mountain.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll also
have
trails
and
have,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and also they'll definitely have like half pipes, slopes. Like, there will be reasons to do the stuff.
But with it being so realistic looking, because it does look very realistic.
And that's actually a concern I didn't think about, but now that you mention it, I remember that one of the things I love most about SX3 were the characters, for one.
Yeah, and being able to jump off of your board, do flips and spins.
It was fun. Yeah. But yep. This, if the most I can do is like, I can do in 1080,
yeah.
I'll go play 1080.
Yeah.
On 64.
I will say the wingsuit looked super crazy.
Well, it also looked cool in SSX, and SSX3 was an amazing game, but then when they came out with SSX for Xbox 360 and PS3, I was so excited. I'm like, a new SSX game, and with great graphics. Mm-hmm. Like, it was awful. It was boring and hard. It was nothing like SSX3.
And see, that's what I'm thinking, like, Steep might be as well, because SSX was, they touted the same thing. You can drop down a mountain and just go. And, like, you can snowboard down any part of the mountain you want, go through anywhere you want, and everything else. And, yeah, like, it just didn't sell because...
It didn't have the magic. Right. It didn't have the charisma.
It didn't have tricky in the commercial.
And it didn't have Elise Riggs, who will always be my one love. sorry. So, State of Decay 2. I didn't play the first one. Bob really loved it. This one looks like... Again, it was a trailer. It was like, it was a cinematic. It wasn't gameplay. So we don't know how the game will be, but I'll give it a try because I thought State of Decay looked cool.
And I will say just to be fair, to the other games that I've given crap to, God of War 4 looked, or not 4, but God of War 2017 looked amazing. But again, it's one of those things where I'm going to need to see it.
The actual game.
Yeah, because it looked beautiful, mm-hmm. but it was very likely not on a PlayStation.
Little
Petey 4.
Jumping up and smacking the branch in the snow just kind of burst off of it.
Whenever they're walking through the snow and you can actually see like defined tracks that stayed there.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Like so much about it.
And that's
great.
That's what I loved about Zelda. Like they legit showed them playing it.
Yeah.
Like actually playing it on the controller and everything.
The same thing with God of War.
And,
but the problem is they may not have showed them playing it on a...
Oh, so you're saying they recorded the video and then they were fake playing.
Or no, they were just playing it, but like they had the correct controller, but they were playing it on a high-end PC.
Do you think you could really have a Wii U pad hooked up to a PC?
If you're Nintendo, you
like,
can.
Like, I don't know the logistics of it, so that might be a thing.
I would assume they could because that's how they develop the games.
Right.
But...
What about Dead Rising 4? Are we excited?
I haven't been excited about a Dead Rising game since...
Agreed.
Dead Rising. Yeah.
Dead Rising looked neat at the beginning, and then like I had a tube TV, so it wasn't optimized for me, and I couldn't play it.
Same problem.
I didn't see any of the trailer.
Frank's back.
Really?
Frank is back.
Are they going back to kind of the more cartoony fun, or is it more gritty like the third one?
No, it looked way cartoony. Like, the things the dude was putting together in the trailer, mm-hmm. like, it's set around Christmas, so he had, like, a car with zombie decorations on it. He's shooting zombies at them. He had a crossbow that shot candy canes. It looks ridiculous. I'm sure it'll be fun for about 30 minutes.
I think that's a good choice to do. Versus that like hyper realistic,
yeah,
look, or the dark and gritty look.
There are so many dark and gritty zombie games. If you want to play a dark and gritty zombie game, I play Dead Rising, I want to make goofy inventions.
I want to use the Mega Man Buster.
Yes,
I want to put on like whatever I can find. I want to walk around with a Lego head.
Yeah,
and I want to just tear up zombies.
Yeah. Here's a list of games that no one cares about. We're gonna go through real quick. Forza Horizon 3. I have no interest. I'm sure it's a great game. I have no interest.
Right.
Gwent, the card game. You can gussy up a card game all you want, but I don't care.
It better not release at $60. No,
and we talked briefly about it on Nerd Up, but yeah, it's gonna have to make some changes because I think I was the only person that had played Witcher 3, and even then, like I hadn't played a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
But it definitely does not seem like that could be a full $60.
Well, I watched Bob play it, and he played Gwent a lot, and it actually looked fun. Yeah. But I agree, this needs to be a $20 downloadable title.
It was a great distraction from everything else that The Witcher 3 offered.
Right.
But honestly, like, it's CD Projekt Red. They have been they're a reputable company.
A shining beacon of
hope among
developers.
What
a video game
developer. Do you still consider them an indie developer?
No.
Because how they introduced them at the conference. They said indie developer, and then it said CD Projekt Red.
By definition, they are an indie developer. Nobody's paying
for
their game.
Yeah, they don't have to answer to really anybody.
Sure. Yeah, they develop and publish their own titles. They're what Bethesda was when all they were pumping out was Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Then they sold out and made better games.
To Bethesda. But no, yeah, like I imagine that this is going to be a $20 like download release. But
it needs to be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which would be cool.
Right.
Fey, never heard of it. I don't know what it is. There's a picture of a purple world with
imagine it has something to do with magic.
Sure. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
I missed that one.
FIFA 17. I'm hoping Cody talks about what they did announce for it on the show this Saturday. Also, Madden 17. I don't know what they...
It's a big...
There's a couple of new items on it, apparently. Cody, I'm looking at you to talk about it. Prey, we mentioned earlier that they're making a sequel reboot, and it's just called Prey. Whatever. Quake Champions, we already talked about. Elder Scrolls, we talked about. Fallout 4 and Doom is getting a VR treatment. That sounds kind of cool. If it's like, if you take the new Doom game and just make it virtual.
Nah, it's going to be Doom 1.
You know what? I don't care. Still fine with it. Yeah, actually, it's still Doom.
That actually sounds like it would be kind of neat.
And that's all I got for new and exciting games. Jesse, do you have anything different?
Well, no, we didn't hit any of the Ubisoft games that we wanted to hit.
Well, we're saving that for Ubisoft.
I do want to point out, the Zero Horizon Dawn, trailer. Horizon Zero Dawn. Whatever.
And,
it doesn't matter.
And Pirates.
Sea of Thieves.
Before we get there, it looks really interesting. I like the idea. Like, some of it seems kind of like, ugh, really?
Yeah.
Like, her name is Aloy. Like, Aloy. And she's outcast.
Aloy because... Black. It's official name.
But it looks really cool. I like robot dinosaurs. And
who doesn't?
Are you talking about ReCore, or are you talking about...
No, that Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, yeah, whatever yeah. It is. And we have ReCore similar.
Really?
And there was also a game that I saw, we saw maybe at the Ubisoft conference. I don't remember which one it was, but it was called like Scale or Scaled. It was a game basically, it was maybe even by Capcom because Ethan kept mentioning that it basically looked like Dante, and it did. It's basically Dante and dragons fighting a giant lobster. Maybe the things I'm saying is not.
I did not see that one, but no.
This may have actually happened.
I'm looking forward to finding out more about that Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, Scalebound. It was for Scalebound. It was in the Xbox One.
Okay, it looked like Monster Hunter kind of, but so douchey. That was the problem I had with it. So the trailer is basically this fake Dante, and he's gonna fight this humongous enemy, probably one of the biggest bosses I've ever seen in a video game. And so what does he do? He puts his Beats by Dre headphone on, jams his rock music, and then fights while throwing out one-liners. And I'm like, what a douche. I don't want to play this character.
That sounds gross.
I mean, like, at first you had me kind of imagining, like, a, what is the name of the game? Shadow Colossus.
Yeah.
That was what I was imagining first. Like, oh yeah, cool, giant boss. Is he gonna climb up the back of him and stab him in the head?
He does eventually climb onto him, but I don't think in Shadow of the Colossus the dude was bumping the headphone look.
No,
that's
he didn't.
So stupid. Like, I get it's a video game and I shouldn't take it seriously, but if you're fighting a giant monster, you're gonna put headphones on so you can't hear it. Shut up. All right, so that's games. We got one last thing we want to talk about before we wrap this up because we're about an hour and 20 plus. The Xbox controllers. We want to mention that real quick. You can now or soon design your own controller.
Color-wise.
Through Xbox and have them send it to
right.
you.
Right. And so you can pick, you know, color the shell, the joysticks.
The buttons. Everything is completely.
You can customize the hell out of it is what you can do.
Yep. And it's Bluetooth compatible now as of the Xbox One S controller.
Awesome. And
I know, like, jumping back real quick, that Sea of Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
That looked really cool.
Yeah, no, it looked awesome
year. That's one that I'm bummed is a Microsoft exclusive.
I think it looks really cool. What I really hate about those things, it just feels like that scripted play when they're playing together.
Which I think,
hate that.
I think
same thing with Wildlands with Ghost Recon.
That's what I was going to say. It's like going into that Ubisoft press conference, copy that.
I was actually about to mention that. Who says copy that?
No one does. Like, I get that
Dylan Diebold probably would.
You're right.
But that's not someone that, like... The one thing I saw on Reddit is like, oh, enemy down. No one says that in real life. Like, we will do that in Overwatch. Like, okay, that Tracer's down. But we identify the character.
Right.
Like, we don't, like, if we're playing Call of Duty, like, sniper down, maybe.
Yeah.
But you're
not going to treat it like you're really in the military.
Yeah.
Right. It's a video game.
That was so cringy.
And that's going to lead us into our last discussion is about Ubisoft.
And their cringe fest.
It was a cringe fest, but at the same, like, it stood out. That's the thing I got most from it. It stood out. And the way it stood out for me, because we watched it at Gaming Grounds, we had the sound turned up. We thought this is a legitimate press conference type thing. And Aisha Tyler comes out. And the first thing she said, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but I already said the F word once, but she literally said, we're about to blow your fucking socks off.
No, it's like, this is the same game from last year that blew your fucking socks off.
Yeah. And she said, first 5 minutes, F-bomb. It's that kind of show.
It's like, if you guys are playing a drinking game at home, that's got to count.
And my God, the Ubisoft press conference was so foul-mouthed.
Well, mostly because of South Park.
Well, everything. Even the Ghost Recon game. There were so many... Maybe not Ghost Recon. There was a different game. What is the one... The not GTA, but the hackers.
Oh, Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs 2. There were so many F-bombs being thrown out at the Ubisoft conference. I think it was the only conference that had F-words. But my God, between Aisha Tyler and the games, that was a dirty press conference. I had to turn it down for the kids in the audience.
Watch Dogs 2, like, yeah, it looked neat and it nice. So did the first one.
Yeah.
And then we see the final product.
And the fact that the main character is black now, which I personally don't care about, that's cool that they have a black character. That's awesome. But the way they wrote him, just in the parts I saw, the dialogue he uses and the slang, it's like,
do you get it? We're hip.
Have these guys ever met a black person? Not all black people use street slang.
Well, this one does from San Francisco, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in San Francisco they do. I've never been there.
No, never been. But it looked okay. A lot of the stuff they had looked okay. They brought Frank Marshall out and talked to him about the Assassin's Creed movie, since they didn't show anything about the games because there was no game this year.
Right.
The movie actually looks pretty cool. I know Tanner's hyped about it.
I'd be more hyped if they hadn't announced that it's going to be, what, like 70-30 of stuff in the Terminus and 30% like most... actual cool stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's the main reason I don't like Assassin's Creed is, like, if it was just...
history.
As an assassin in that time period, way on board.
Yeah.
But those,
agreed.
Those chunks where you have to like slowly walk through. I'm going from scaling bell towers and doing these amazing acrobatic parkour moves
to listening to someone talk.
I can slowly wander through a hallway.
And I get the argument that, that creates basically a bridge between the games. I don't need it.
Nope.
No, you really don't.
I don't need it.
No.
I would be completely content.
Like,
with,
hey, here's an assassin from this time period. Okay, we're doing Assassin's Creed 2. Now you're an assassin from this time period.
And you could even have an overarching story about the Templars where you learn more about the Templar order as it goes. That's fine.
Yeah, but did you want to also learn about aliens and somehow tying
aliens?
It all together? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
I
legit.
That's one of the plot devices.
I played Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, and that's when I was
You find out at the beginning or the end of Assassin's Creed Revelations that it's aliens.
Ugh. Or if it's not, if we're wrong somehow, Tanner right now is, he just knocked the bucket over.
Also, we wake up in the morning, Tanner left the chat, he blocked us all.
Oh, he's just, Tanner, like, don't do it. I love you so much, but do cut your hair.
But no, yeah, it's aliens. That's the thing. Yeah.
I still think Ghost Recon looks amazing. I want to play it so, like, other than the terrible scripted dialogue, because that was just embarrassing.
Now, here's the thing, and this is
I know you're
going to
go with this.
Honestly, to me, if the three of us get in here with, like, Dalton and Tanner, probably because he's a Ubisoft fanboy, if we're all here in Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs.
You can pre-order these games.
We don't have time for a plug.
Playing on our PlayStation 4s, you know, talking and having a great time, like, doing these strategic stealth combat things. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Ubisoft will not execute.
And not only that, also, but what if we're not playing together?
Yeah, it's going to very much end up like a Battleborn. Or even for me, Overwatch. Like,
it's not fun if you don't have a few people.
It's like, I am terrible at Overwatch if I don't have, like, you guys
especially
to be able to...
this game, because this game, even though the scripted dialogue was terrible, it does look like a game where you have to talk to each other.
And communicate.
You have to have a whole lot of coordination, because they were doing a lot of time stuff, like, all right, I'm about to take this guy out, I need you to snipe one of them, though, because I can't...
Right.
There were three guys in front of him, and he was like, I can't take all three before we get noticed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Need some help.
You cannot be a bunch of Steven Brights running in, shooting everybody all the time.
Oh. And that's why I didn't mention Steven Bright, because he's the worst team player.
Yes.
And he would just be up there.
Don't worry,
just...
Stephen Bright doesn't listen to the first 5 minutes of the show. He's not an hour and a half in. Don't worry about it.
I know, I'm not worried about it. I'll tell it to his face, like I've told him before. Like, he's a terrible team player. But either way, no, like, it looked amazing, but it's Ubisoft, so they're not going to deliver.
But hey, you know, if there's a chance that if that game comes out and it's too hard, well, they're going to store everything on our side, so we can just, like, fix it to where the game works.
So that we'll have all the armor. We'll be completely invincible.
Because we talked about on Nerd Up how The Division lost 93% of its player base on PC. Because it's only hackers now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because you know the hacking problem on The Division, right?
I've not heard it.
They lied during the beta and said, no, everything's player side now, which is terrible. We're going to fix it for the full game. They didn't fix it, so now hackers can... God mode, unlimited ammo, all the best gear.
All the character information was local.
That's sad.
Yeah, so you can modify your own player file.
I'm very glad that I didn't stick with that game.
And not only do they know that you can do that and people are doing it, they're doing nothing about it.
They said there's literally nothing they can do to fix it.
Which is
a lie. And I found out that the Siege, Rainbow Six Siege, which I thought had been doing fairly popular, same problem. Hackers everywhere. Like, Ubisoft cannot police their games. So if the game isn't busted at release, they just can't police it, and then it gets horrible.
Especially a game like The Division, which relies so heavily on the Dark Zone PvP.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much eliminates most of the fun of the game.
Yeah,
it really does. So, no, it's that's why I don't trust Ubisoft.
I will say the one thing that I really trust Ubisoft on, though, is just because I don't think they're going to have as much influence on it, is that the South Park...
There's one more game before we get to South Park, and we're going to wrap up with South Park.
For Honor.
Oh, God, yes.
Talk about another game that I want Ubisoft to not screw up.
Because it's just like a realistic battle thing where I don't know if it's just samurai and
it looks like it's rock, paper, scissors from the looks of it. You can do like, you have basically like old school European style knights,
samurai,
you have Vikings, and you have samurai. And it's almost like a rock, paper, scissors kind of deal from the looks of it. And you can choose which race you want to be. And you get several different quests based by race, class, whatever that you want to be. And you get several different quests based on that. And it looks like there's an outside party trying to keep the three of you at war. And there's a lot of I'm pretty sure I read that there will be like online multiplayer, at least co-op.
That was the reason I wanted to get the game, because the last time they showed it at the last E3, they showed it, the multiplayer part of it, and it just looked like so much fun.
Exactly.
The combat looks incredible.
But before we wrap up, I do have one other thing that is worth mentioning.
Hurry up.
They announced Tekken 7.
Yeah. Oh shit.
And the trailer for Tekken 7 included Heihachi fighting classic Tekken character Akuma. So it looks like Akuma is going to be in Tekken 7.
Yeah.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
What game was Akuma not in?
Tekken 6?
No.
Street Fighter 5.
Street Fighter 5.
I like to think that this is the leftovers of their deal they had when they made Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah.
And they were like, then we can make Tekken Cross Street Fighter, right? Which they had announced, and Capcom was like, sure, buddy.
Is that they showed that during the Xbox press conference. So everyone assumed like, oh, Tekken's, it's going to be an Xbox exclusive because Street Fighter was an Xbox exclusive. Except like the PSX conference last year already announced that Tekken was going to be available for PS4.
They've already announced, Tekken is available. But they did the same thing with like Kingdom Hearts.
And that would be hilarious.
Remember
though,
Sony was like, oh, we have Kingdom Hearts, look at us. And everybody's like, oh my God, that's so incredible. It's like, yeah, but everyone's got Kingdom Hearts. It's not just Sony. It's going to be on Xbox.
Yeah, Xbox is going to get it.
Don't
get
super excited.
Because people were like, that's so weird that Street Fighter was a Sony exclusive and now Akuma is going to be in an Xbox exclusive game. But it wasn't.
No, it's not. And the game also looks disappointing as hell.
So let's go to Mugia, because Tekken really does look disappointing. No one cares about Tekken anymore.
It looks so awful.
Disagree.
But let's get to the main. Let's get to the last thing. We really got to wrap it up. We're at an hour and 40.
Woo!
South Park, and I don't like South Park. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. I sort of like it. Like, I think it's funny, but I never thought it was real funny. I don't think it's as good as everyone says it is. But the game, like, if you're a South Park fan, the Stick of Truth blew it out of the water, and this game looks better. This looks way better than Stick of Truth did. If you like South Park, this looks like it is built for you, and you will not be disappointed.
And I really liked how they did the bait and switch at the beginning, where it looked like when I was watching that presentation, I started skipping forward. I was like, why are they still talking about Tom Clancy? But they're not.
It was
it went into the coon, had to, that flash.
Which was like, okay, real quick, just mostly off topic, Trey Parker and Matt Stone not looking great.
Especially Trey Parker.
Yeah.
He looks like he's doing his best Cartman impersonation.
I don't agree with that. I think they look like, if you go back to what they looked like in Basketball, maybe, but that was almost 20 years ago.
That was a funny movie.
It was a funny movie.
They look fine.
Trey Parker looks really good.
I don't need them to look good. I just need them to keep doing South Park because they're killing it.
That's true.
Killing it.
It's just they
not for me.
I guess what I was mostly saying is they don't appear to be aging gracefully.
Do not do that Frenchman's wave with me, Ace of Gray.
But anyway,
you're not Reese.
I haven't watched South Park a whole lot recently, but every episode I've watched, I've enjoyed, like, anytime they've done the big specials.
And I really like that they're doing, like, they've kind of, the last couple seasons that they've done, each episode impacts the next episode. They do season-long arcs, which they never used to do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so.
And the game looks good.
And, you know, and it, right, so. It does. But the big thing that comes out of this is, they revamped the combat system. It's a super, they go from the Stick of Truth was fantasy, kind of high fantasy, and now they're doing superheroes.
And that's my favorite part of this, is you still play the same character from the first
one. You're still the new kid.
But it doesn't matter now because they're not doing this anymore. Yeah.
So
you're a loser again.
Spoiler alert for the Stick of Truth, like, because they say it in the conference, like, you end up as, you know, king of that realm.
Yeah.
So you show up to Cartman's house the next day as king of the realm. realm, and everyone's like, no, you can't be here. This is the Coon's hideout.
This
like,
is for superheroes.
Like, you're just back to a nobody.
And it's, the dialogue's really, really funny. I'll give them that. And it just looks like the South Park cartoon.
And it is. And that's the combat system looks like it's better.
Tactical. It looks like a tactics game.
Yeah.
There's actually grids and squares.
Yeah, so you can like push people away, yeah, and, like set up moves.
Environmental
like
attacks.
And it seems like they're doing it very heavy as, they said like tabletop was with a big influence. So you have those push and pull abilities. Going over cover, stuff like that. So
they didn't censor anything.
No, they did not.
I think one of the funniest things I've ever seen legit was the trailer where they talk about the movie phases that they're going to do.
Yes.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
So you want to do Civil War? Yeah, fuck you, Civil War.
Yeah, my house.
But the biggest thing that came out of that is if you pre-order it now, you get a free copy of Stick of Truth for PS4, Xbox One, PC.
Yep,
that's a damn good deal. Which is great because I have yet to play Stick of Truth.
Same
I really
boat.
Wanted to, but I don't want to have to hook up my PS3. And now I can just pre-order it and...
Yeah, like that's a pre-order bonus done right. If you buy this game early, and folks, you can do this right now. You go and prepay the game, and I'm from what I understand, you can immediately, as long as you pay for the game now, you can immediately download and play on the next-gen consoles Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
Wow. So like I can go home and pay for, like I can pre-order the Fractured Butthole. You do have to do a digital.
It still makes me laugh.
It does. Yeah, me too.
I mean,
that's what they wanted to call Civil War at first.
But anyway, you have to prepay digital only. It doesn't work for the physical copy. I don't know if they're going to have bonuses like that for physical copies, but if you pre-buy it digitally, yeah, you get the
Stick of Truth ready to download.
Ready to download right now.
Also, and while you're thinking about it, you know, we're wrapping up the E3 main event show, and we'll have a little bit more later this week. But also, don't forget, Resident Evil 7 demo is out right now.
Right.
Trials of the Blood Dragon is out now. You can actually buy it and play it. Halo Wars 2, available for download, the demo, all this week, I think they said, right now. So you can go play Halo Wars 2.
I assume they didn't do that because the cinematic was just a cinematic. It wasn't actual gameplay or anything.
Nope, they announced that it's going to be playable.
Huh,
so
that's really cool.
There's lots of stuff from E3 to go out and play. If you don't have a list of all of it, go to GameSpot, go to Reddit.
If you IGN, Google E3, Reddit, you are good.
Yeah. You can find all this stuff out. We're gonna wrap it up here because we're at an hour and 40. I apologize for the lateness, but it's a big show. It's important.
And it's E3's fault. We were ready. We were going to do.
We were
going to
split it through the week. We had a plan.
We were going to do an episode every single day about the news that came out. But then, nope.
Boned us again.
Good job.
Boned this
Thanks,
group. But we will be back tomorrow night with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to preview the Money in the Bank pay-per-view this Sunday. We're also going to talk about wrestling video games.
And some TNA news.
Slammiversary was over. Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And then Thursday, more E3. We're going to talk about Pokemon and probably Treehouse from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Cody's got the sports show. Again, some E3 news. It's a big week here on Podzilla 1985. We're going to wrap it up right now. We hope you're excited for E3. We're excited. Sort of. Right?
Mostly.
I want to see the games be played in front of me.
Yes. I want to play them.
Yes.
There's a lot of them I want to
also,
play.
Also, Nintendo, don't mess up.
You're going
You
to
are
mess
on
up.
Eggshells, buddy.
Also, shout out to Tay Zonde, because I'm assuming you're listening.
Tay Zonde, follower of Ace of
Why are you following me on Twitter, dude?
And a shout out to WWE News, which is not affiliated with WWE, but they are following me for some reason. Hey, Jesse, Asa, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Have a great one, and go look at that E3 stuff, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you.